Today's episode of the Donnell Rollins Show is sponsored by Hawthorne. Take Hawthorne's quick 2-minute quiz and find out the two colognes that are best for you, one for work and one for play. Check out Hawthorne at hawthorne.co. That's Hawthorne with an E. And use my promo code Ashley to get 10% off your first purchase. All right, now time for the show.
In a world where hunger means survival, and survival means living to eat, Riverman Donnell Rawlings is on a quest to find adventure, relaxation, and more nature. He is truly the River Nick. From the streets to the creeks, from the hood to the woods, from back alleys to backwoods, this snicker here, this is the Donnell Rawlings Show. This snicker here.
Hot, hot, hot.
Company just keeping us safe.
I'm trying not to get too
right. Yo.
I'm trying not to interrupt.
The Donnell Rawlings Show, live in your face. Fuck y'all bitch ass nigga, you never take my place, chicka. That's right, y'all. When y'all hear this exciting music, you know I'm excited. You can hear it in my voice. Julius, can't you hear it in my voice? I'm so excited. This is the Donnell Rawlings Show. We're live from Yellow Springs, Ohio. We figured out a way to save the fucking summer with kayaking, adventurous shit, all the shit that white people have been keeping away from black people for years. I found a new thing that I've been contributed, that's been added to my life to clear bad energy. I talked about it on last episode, smudge sticks. And today, someone needs to be smudged. I don't know what Yellow Springs is. This is the reason why I have a smudge stick. I have a smudge holder. I have Palo Santo spray. And I got a joint around here somewhere. And I have these shades on because there's so much shade in this room.
Oh, cut it out, Donnell.
I'm just saying.
You're
familiar with the shade room.
I know the shade room.
You know the shade room.
I know the
What shade is the shade room for? What does the shade? What is the shade room for?
They deliver hot topics, gossip, and news.
Shade. Shade. Correct? Shade.
That's why your glass is dirty.
April, they deliver shade. And I'm throwing shade on you because the level of disrespect you showed me a week ago. And I know you have fans that want to see you hang up posters. They want to see you climb trees. They want to see you kayaking. They call you Cinnamon. What's up with Shorty? Can I get some? I would marry her. Drink her bath water. She seems so sweet. Her smile. She's beautiful. But they don't know the evil person that you really are.
Evil?
I'll explain it. Give me a chance. All right? I'm going to spray you. The evil person that you are. The way I do. Mm-hmm. Last week, we were going on an adventure. The level of disrespect you, and when I say you, I mean you. The letter you.
Donna, what did I do? What did I do that was disrespectful?
Okay, we were going on an adventure. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that we've been here in Yellow Spring. We've been part of the Chappelle Summer Camp. We've done everything to keep ourselves safe from COVID. But we also have been living our life out here, right?
Yes.
So we're out here for a reason. We're out here to do nature and adventure. And when you came into town, I was so excited. I was like, you out of LA? This vibe that we have is so dope. It's going to clear you. Mm-hmm. It's going to make you a more positive person. Not just your negative person, but the energy is just so dope. It's just so calming, right? So it's my idea.
It was like your idea.
No, not that. It was my idea to try to give you as much adventure as much, because I'm a river nigga now.
I know.
I'm getting ready to get a license to be a river guide. So it's my job to give you as much nature as I can.
And I appreciate it.
And no, you don't.
I do. I'll let you talk. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. So I said, oh my God, it'd be a great idea for us to go on the river, take a walk, and go swim in the goddamn river. Mm-hmm. And we were pressed for time because you had to get ready for the motherfucking river.
But I didn't take
Who long gets to ready for the river?
I didn't take long to get ready.
Who gets ready for the river?
Donnell, it took me about 20 minutes to get
okay,
ready.
Okay, what you do?
Mind
what you, do?
You, we're coming off of a long morning. So we'd had a long morning.
You brought lashes to the river. Nigga. Wait a minute. I'm getting ready. I'm already telling you now. You can't have certain people in the river with you, man. I don't know if she could be a river bitch like that. In the first most positive way. You had lashes on the motherfucking river. That's why we were late. Okay? We were late for you get everybody.
Mind you, we hadn't eaten.
Okay. Now, ooh.
We hadn't eaten. Ooh.
This is where I want to go with this. Okay. So we press the time. I want to experience more. I want to experience as much river as I can. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm a river nigga. You know what I'm saying? I know the trails. You know what I'm saying? I know the trees and shit. I know bald eagles. I see eagles' nests and shit like that. I know the points. I'm the guy. So I'm like, man, I know everybody's like wanted to eat. I was like, man, y'all better do something, grab something. I want to get going, right? And I knew you were hungry,
yes. Right? And but you know,
I knew we had to get to the river, right? Mm-hmm. But I had a bag of trail mix.
And you promised that we were going to eat. You're missing. Okay, you promised that we were going to eat earlier in the morning. You did say that. You did say
that. What you talking about, man? I'm going to get some shit for you.
Okay. You made that promise, Donna, and you didn't keep it. You did not keep your promise.
I didn't make that promise. You don't have no witnesses that can validate what you're saying.
Okay.
This is what I know. Mm-hmm. I went to, and I'm hungry. Nick's hungry. You know, but you got to make a decision. Am I going to man up? I got to get on the river. I can eat later. You know what I'm saying? So you make adjustments. You say, fuck it. Leaving the hotel. I stop at the gift shop. This is a gift shop that you've bought snacks from every single day. Mm-hmm. You know where the Doritos are. You know where the cup of the mac and cheese is. You know that, like, I'm a river nigga. And this is no disrespect. You a gift shop bitch. And I don't mean it. I love you. I don't mean it. Like, listen, man, don't tell me what the fuck I can say to her, okay? She a gift shop bitch. You know everything in the goddamn gift shop, son. She done had burritos, Cheetos, Doritos.
I had everything.
Everything out of
they
that
got
motherfucker.
Everything out of it.
Every time we go to a hotel, all I hear is 301. She just have a whole thing of snacks. 301. Like the room charge. 301.
Mind you, y'all, there aren't many options. Where we're at, we're in a small town. So after 8 o'clock, you have no food choices. So I need to stock up in my hotel room. That's what I did. I was stocking up on snacks.
I know. This is going to get to my point. This people going to understand why you are evil motherfucker. All right? So you walk past the same gift shop that I walk past, right? The same motherfucking snacks, right? I'm like every man for himself. Grab something, we out, right? I get a bag of motherfucking jalapeno chips. The kettle, the crunchy joints, right? Nature is shit. Shit could like rip your gum up if you don't go in it right, right? I get my chips. I know everybody eating, everybody hungry, but I'm like, we got to get to the river. I get my chips, and let me tell y'all something. If you go on a trail or anything, there's one candy bar that you could literally live off of for a fucking week. All right? They make commercials about this candy bar. They created a situation where you're hungry. You can't get to like a Chef Dane's food truck. Shout out to him. You know, it's a place. It's one fucking candy bar that is built for the woods, is built to carry you on. That candy bar is a Snicker bar. I had a bag of potato chips. I had my own Snicker bar. When you have a Snicker bar, what do Snickers do? Satisfy, right? These Snickers satisfied, right? These Snickers satisfied, right? Nigga, I got my motherfucking Snicker bar. I'll be like, I'm gonna be good for 4-5 hours. Cause if you got a Snicker bar, you already planned it out. You like, boom, I eat the first quarter, right? Cause it's got the, I'll eat the first quarter of that, boom, I'll wrap it up. That shit hold me down for an hour. Boom, start getting appetite again. Hit the next one. But now I'm getting close to dinner time. But Snicker satisfies, right? I put my Snicker bar, mine. I put my Snicker bar in the car. I'm driving. I'm telling this story like I'm in jail. You got to do all this shit. So I'm driving. And I hear this. I hear some unwrapping noise. I'm trying not to fall with my periphery. Yo, this is what I did. I heard something unwrap. I said, I know. In no way, nigga, not now. I look, she is eating my Snicker.
Yup.
She eating it like this gonna be the realest shit.
And it was so good.
Let me tell you something. She eat my Snicker bar. This gonna be the realest shit I say. She eat my Snicker bar like we fucking. We work together, bitch. Son, she eat my shit like we straight smashing in these fucking woods, nigga. You my co-worker, nigga. You my daughter. Bitch, what you doing? Eat my Snicker bar. And I was trying to be nice because people say I got a bad attitude, right? I'm trying to be like.
He was so mad. I've never seen that old man with a damn Snicker bar.
This is how women are so petty. She saw it in my face, son. I was like, oh. I started shaking. I'm like, that's my Snicker bar. If anything, I'm not saying I wouldn't share it, but you can't eat a nigga Snicker without him having the first bite. And she was looking at me, I just kept getting madder, right? Because she looked at me like this. She was like, this nigga tripping over a little Snicker bar?
She looked at me like I ain't shit. Petty ass nigga, trip off a sticker bus. And she see me get, I'm getting mad. And the worst thing about me getting mad, she would not stop eating my Snickers.
It was too good. I was hungry and you had promised we were going to eat. Then you got mad when we were trying to look for snacks after I ate the Snicker bar.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I was mad that they still wanted to look for you for some food. I'm like this. You had consumed my whole Snicker bar. I'm like, if anybody's satisfying this car, she full. She ate the whole Snicker bar. Why the fuck we worried about getting her some food when she demolished the whole Snicker bar? Let's go to the motherfucking river. And she just kept eating my shit, son. Kept eating and rolling her eyes, put the little paper in the little coffee thing and shit. And then as I'm not supposed to be mad, and I forgot my motherfucking trail mix, son. I had a trail mix, and I know I'm turning river, man. I know different trail mix. I look at them now, I'm like this. Oh, shit, cranberries, almonds, fuck the white chocolate. You got to know, because a bag of trail mix on the river. This is my voice on the river. On the river.
Yeah. I mean, and the hike was so long, so honestly, Donna, I've never seen you that mad over some damn Snickers.
You know why you've never seen me so mad over some damn Snickers?
It held me over.
Listen, the reason why you've never seen me so damn mad over Snickers, because you never ate my Snicker before. I fuck with Snickers. The little ones, I couldn't, the little mini ones, blah, you good. And like, I understand, like, you're a man. You're supposed to let her eat it. Right?
Yeah, you're supposed to share.
Okay, fellas, what's
you ate my chips. We went to Subway the day before and you took my chips. So you had two bags of chips.
No, chips were the ones I got in the gift shop.
Right, but the day before you ate my chips, Donnell. So I was left to eat a sandwich without chips. Like, who eats a Subway sandwich?
But guess what? You had food.
Yeah.
You had a sandwich. Chips. You rich like that? You need chips with your chips. You can't have a sandwich on chips. You had a sandwich. We didn't have nothing. I didn't have nothing. That was mine. And I would have gave it to you. I'm telling you, the rudest thing, ask any nigga, the rudest thing is when a motherfucker eat the shit before you eat it. Oh, niggas will flip out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you anything. But not a Snicker bar when we about to hit the goddamn river. And we ain't fucking.
And I gave you Snickers after that. I bought you two Snicker bars.
You think I gave a fuck about that goddamn Snicker 2 days later? She gave me two Snickers, and she gave me one of them new ones with the different words. Nigga, I just want my shit to say Snicker, nigga. I think that's like bootleg when you see a Snicker bar and it got like somebody's name or whatever. I don't know what the fuck their new marketing is, nigga. I need Snicker old school joint like my mother father used to fuck with. And I know people like you going on and on about it. It really hurt my feelings.
I apologize.
And then not only that, you ate my Snicker bar, and then you were a complete diva in the river. You was a complete diva. Every time I turn around, nigga, we trying to find good place to swim and shit. Every time I turn around, she like this.
No.
She got that selfie. Every time I turn around, nigga, I'm trying to find the right, not bust my ass on a river rock. She like this.
Well.
Y'all can't see this if you listen to it, but you know the face. Just imagine this, duck lips.
How could I not? It was so beautiful.
It was beautiful.
How could I not have a photo?
She ain't ready for the river. You weren't ready for the river, son.
I think I handled myself very well. I doggy paddled the whole way.
Yeah.
And by the end of the trip, my head or my face wasn't wet. So I think I deserve
No. You have a plot. Like, I'm just trying to say, who takes lashes to the river, son? Yo, them real river bitches be like this. Oh, she over here trying to do a little photo shoot. She ain't trying to get no workout. She don't give a fuck about nature. She just wanted in the background. But you looked amazing.
Thank you.
And I was like, how the fuck did you keep on lashes? We over there jumping off of cliffs and she like, ah. She's like, wait. How the fuck you gonna tell somebody don't splash them in the river? Don't splash in the river. And I knew we were gonna get past it. But I knew with that, because I don't want no negative energy. This whole trip has been so awesome. That's why I got this spray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hit me too.
What does the spray do?
It's for people like you.
Oh, wow.
They have Snicker eating energy. Right? You spray this. This is a clearing spray. This is supposed to. It's like, it smells good. You know, I've been on all of my smudge life. This trip has made me feel like nature, like a motherfucker. Mm. I was shouting out Chef Dan, he over the corner. This weekend, we had a fucking dope. One of the things people know about me, I love to throw a party.
Yeah. I love to throw You've a party. You've thrown the best party since I've
I throw the best party. Yeah. And the best party, and that doesn't mean, this doesn't mean like turn up and all that type. It's just the energy. And for the most part, when I do a barbecue, it's always family friendly. You know, we met a chef out here. We had another event at someone's house. And it's just, what's the name of the company? Fat and Rich. Fat and Rich, mm-hmm. Right? We hired them to do an event, and they did such a great job that I said, if I do a barbecue, I want to, I really want to fuck with them.
Yeah.
The history of it, the basically, it's a group of guys that all were doing other shit, and they said, fuck it. We don't want to, am I right? Yeah. We don't want to keep working for people.
So they could.
Yeah, let's do our own shit. And the combination is dope. And another thing that's so dope about it that these niggas got the best barbecue shit, and most of these niggas is vegans. Like, I'm like, nigga, how you big ass niggas is vegan, son? Yo, can you trust a barbecue nigga that's a vegan, son? But they was doing some vegan shit that really tastes good. And I'm going to shout them out at some point. I'm going to have them on the show. But listen, the thing I like about throwing barbecues is just bring everybody together. You know, yeah. It's one thing you can have, and they contribute to the barbecue. They did a lot of stuff. But the things I love about having barbecues is that this is the phrase people always say, you need me to bring something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need me to bring something? And you got certain people, right? You know certain motherfuckers. Nah, you just this nigga just be an ice nigga, right?
Yeah. I'm included in that. So.
Yeah, you got certain chicks.
I know
chicks.
What I can contribute.
You need certain. You got certain.
I can
chicks.
Bring the cups, the paper
yeah,
plates.
You got certain chicks. They like, oh, that's the salad, bitch. She can just straight salad.
The salad, you know. Bitch. Come on.
And
dog.
Then, what?
The salad, bitch.
Michelle Wolf is the salad, bitch. Yo, you think Michelle Wolf would get offended if I call her bitch, right? But if I throw salad in front of her, she'd be like, "You right." She'll be like this, you right. Michelle will get that salad and start hitting this shit right here.
That dance.
Michelle is a salad bitch. You got the potato salad, nigga. Right? And I'm going to air this nigga out right now. I'm going to air this nigga out. Jerobi from Tribe Called Quest, who's a certified chef, got chef shows and all that. That's my man, I love him, but I'm calling nigga out right now. Everybody here fuck with my potato salad. Y'all don't understand that. Mm. I get requests. I had niggas straight up say, I ain't coming if you don't do your potato salad. Mm-hmm. I got motherfuckers that was out of town like, did he make the potato salad? Dave's wife had little saran bags, saran wrap, but like she's selling weight of potato salad. Like she got an ounce. And she had Stacy. Like she had names. Hannah, like she, potato salad. I make a mean potato salad. I don't even want to fuck with nobody potato salad. But Jerobi, he missed the chef. We talking about potato salad. This nigga looked at me like, I said, that's simple.
Mm-hmm.
I said, simple potato salad. He said, I make like grandma potato salad. I'm like, because it could really be potato salad war. I don't know if y'all understand.
It's serious. It's
that's
a
like,
serious game.
It's ruined relationships. Mm-hmm. People have got divorced over the motherfucker with the shitty, don't ever bring that potato salad here. Did y'all see that kitchen? I would never eat that shit.
Ew.
Right? So Jerobi telling me he got the potato salad 4 days before we doing it. Every day, I'm like, you want to go shopping? He was like, for what? Just make a potato salad. I'm like, okay, nigga. Do you need me to pick up the potatoes? I'm just trying to make this potato salad. I'm trying to make this potato salad situation as easy for him as possible because he's a certified chef. You know, he got the jackets with his names and all that type of shit. The nigga be using tweezers on shit, putting shit on top of the shit. And you know, this nigga be like turning it to the side. He got torches for cream brulee or whatever that shit is. Creme brulee, what is it?
Cream brulee.
Yeah, you know the creamy gay shit. Nigga got the torch. So I don't want to disrespect his skill set. So I'm like, all right. The day before, I was like, you got the potato salad? He said, I got it. This nigga shows up with a huge appetite but no potato salad. And I think it's a joke. I think I'm about to get pranked. Nigga be like, I got you, nigga. Here go take 10 pounds of potato salad. This nigga Jerobe did not have a potato, tomato. This nigga had nothing. And I said, nigga. I said, where the potato salad? He said, we didn't coordinate it. I didn't know what was going on. Shame on you, Jerobe. Shame on you, nigga.
Yeah, he said he didn't know when I asked him. He's like, I don't know.
He said, I don't know. Oh, man. I'm like, nigga. And it was fucked up because we had shit popping, son. Dane and them crew, they was wop, wop, wop. We had motherfucking turkey ribs, nigga. We had motherfucking black peppered turkey breasts. We had marinated turkey thighs. We had motherfucking seafood mac and cheese. We had you know, niggas' pans will make them dance. Niggas are pulling up with pans.
And potato salad is a quintessential dish. At a barbecue, like, that's the most important dish.
It's
like,
it's one of it if it's my potato salad.
Right.
Some niggas have to be potato salad, taste like shit. Fucking potatoes as hard as a motherfucker. I'm like, the fuck is this shit right here, nigga? You could have hit somebody in the head with her potatoes from her potato salad, nigga. And she don't use no paprika. Fuck, they have to be potato salad. We got pans and shit. We got veggies. We had seafood mac and cheese. We had regular mac and cheese. We had collard greens. We had greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Yams.
Nah, nigga, no pork, nigga.
Nah, it was turkey.
No pork, nigga.
Them turkey ribs are so green, good. We went to the turkey farm.
We
went to the turkey farm.
I drove. What nigga you know drive to a turkey farm, nigga? An hour away. And not only that, the houses got further apart, and we kept on seeing Trump Pence. Trump Pence's. Yo, it felt like we was in a ghost town, son. It was like Trump Pence. Trump Pence. It was in everybody's yard. I was like, oh, nigga.
I was scared.
I was like, we got to get these ribs and get the fuck up out of here, son. These niggas about to make us great and great again. We went to the Cooks. Is it Cooks?
Cucks.
Cucks. What is it?
Not Cucks. Cucks.
I thought she was going to slip on the Cooks or the Cucks. Cooks, Cucks, tomatoes, tomatoes.
Cucks Farm.
We drove there fucking an hour away to get that shit. So it was just, the experience was dope. Jerobe fucked up by not having that potato salad. Yeah. Then, because I believe barbecues, like I said, it's just some unity. Even though, like I said, you can hire outside interest like a kid or whatever, but it's so dope when other people contribute to it. Like Ricky Hughes, mm-hmm. She made, because you got to say her, she made her string beans.
Her string right? beans, yeah.
She's a vegan. They were delicious. Everything on that goddamn menu was delicious, but the thing about it was that then the vibe started happening.
Yeah.
Joel on the drums, we had him. He does host karaoke. So I was like, I felt like we need some type of activity. Because after a while, people get bored just staring at each other, whatever. Music is always part of a barbecue. But I was like, why not have because it was called a karaoke queue.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, why not have karaoke and a drummer with karaoke? And one thing about karaoke, it always starts off, it's slow because everybody's embarrassed.
Yeah, and they're scared.
They're scared. Nobody wants to do it. I started off, I was singing Earth, Wind, and Fire's The Reasons. It didn't work out for me.
It didn't land.
It did not.
But I was proud of you.
I tried it.
You did. You tried it.
Nico, what's his name? Nico.
Nico High.
Nico High. He jumped on the mic, did karaoke.
Killed it.
Talib Kweli. He did karaoke. But that nigga was a hater. He was heckling me. Yo, Talib was heckling me and then moving positions in the barbecue like, I don't know, it's the same nigga.
He'll sit right here.
Then he'll move over here. Then he put his hat on back when he's tail. I'm like, nigga, I know it's the same nigga, son. Can you understand this black motherfucker, activist motherfucker? I don't know what song he chose for doing karaoke. Karaoke is a humbling thing, right? And then you got some people that when they get karaoke, they just can't do their song. They gotta try to be all funny and shit before they do the song.
Why are you mad at them?
No, listen, you know, people like this, don't let somebody, and then we had the drummer, right? she did a little joke, right? She did a little joke, and then he did the.
And I got laughs.
You got
thank
that.
You.
No, you
I
get
got laughs.
No, they don't laugh at you. They laugh at the. Yo, I'm here every week, guys. Broom. Don't nobody laugh. They ain't laughing at the joke. That nigga back. Yo, broom. We'll back any joke. You be like, knock, now who's there? Nobody. Nobody who? Nobody knows. They be like, oh, that shit was funny. Then you get the broom.
My joke. Give me my joke. Can I have one joke?
No, you did. You did.
I got one joke off.
It wasn't a joke.
It was a joke.
I don't know. We got a video somewhere. I don't think it was a joke. I just think you had a nice dress on, too. I think they was cheering for that more than anything. And somebody probably thought you would bring a poster somewhere, but that didn't happen. But it was so dope. All the families that came through, the kids had a good time. You know, kids usually, when they get around each other, they're shy, right? Somebody has to, you know, break the bubble.
Yeah.
And then they get excited. But for to create an event where, like, everybody's smiling. You got moms, dads, grandmas, not too many grandmas, but you just had
like
the
one, I think.
Yeah, but the whole, the it was just so fucking dope. I want to say this. This is what I'm excited about. Our first podcast that we ever had with a sponsor was with this company right here, right? And you know, a lot of times when you can get opportunities to work with sponsors, you know, it's like, some people believe in product, some people don't believe in product. A lot of times people don't try the product. Well, Hawthorne, I explained in the first one, this situation is this Hawthorne.co. Hawthorne.co. You go to Hawthorne.co and you take a 2-minute quiz. It's quick. It tells you, it asks about your lifestyle, some of your favorite colognes, kind of wants to know who you are, right? You take that quiz and they personalize, it'll be cosmetic. It's what fragrance?
It
customized a fragrance that's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I like about it, I'm not just saying it's the truth, is that they said that one of them is for work and one is for play. I tried it.
Which one do you like?
Well, these are both the same thing to me.
Okay.
Work.
You,
in my life, it's work and play. I can do both of them. It don't matter. Whatever.
Well,
oh,
we
play,
know. We
play
know.
Play is work. I don't got no allegations. Maybe. But the thing I like about it is the taking the quiz. It was kind of fun knowing that you're going to get something personalized for yourself. But more than that, it smells really, really good. I get feedback. This is the work. I get feedback.
It's sexy.
It smells real good, right?
I like this one.
I like it. I was pleasantly... surprise. The quiz only takes 2 minutes. They send you 2 bottles, one for work, one for play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quality stuff.
Oh, and also, when you do log on to Hawthorne.co, you have to use the promo code ASHY to get 10% off. So that's good news.
Ash rules everything around me. Use ASHY code. Use the code ASHY. And it's 10% off?
Yeah, 10% off your first purchase.
I'm telling you, the quiz was fun, and the fact that you've got something personalized for yourself, and it's really good. These goddamn, because, you know, I haven't really been wearing no cologne out here.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to.
Man, out here, yo, you know what you need? You know what motherfuckers smell out like out here?
What?
Off.
We got mosquitoes right now.
Yo, niggas out here in Ohio smell like off and sunscreen, nigga. Off. Let me tell y'all something. Come up with some off, polo off, Dracar off. But I'm telling you, son, out here, man, I love doing stuff like that. I love creating stuff like that. Those are things that people talk about forever.
Mm.
The connection we had with Chef Dane and that, man, we're gonna be talking about this shit forever.
Yeah.
And it was one of barbecue, like, it started daytime, and you really don't want it to get over. You don't want it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, I found about Yellow Springs. There's a lot of nice people here, but if you really want in Yellow Springs, if you really want to have beef,
don't
give somebody back their bowl or their pan. Nigga. ain't never seen so many soccer wives. These rich bitches, right? They blowing my phone up.
For the
I left my pan over there. When are you going to be there? I left my pan over there. My knife. I need my knife. Dave wife, yo, they got, I know they can replace it. I'm not saying I'll go around stealing utensils and shit, but she blew my phone up. Donnell, I need my stuff. I don't even know what the stuff is. She said, Donnell, I need my stuff. Do you have my stuff? She's like this. I need, and just, she started naming all the shit. I need my two trash cans. I need my chopping board. Which chopping board did you take? I took everything, though. I didn't have nothing over here. I went there. I was like, she ain't going to notice this. I'm like, whoosh, whoosh. She got this one pan. I tried to catch her for that a while ago, but the real owner came back and got it. It was this big-ass pan, like a wok pan. I was like this. I was like this. Who pan is that?
Yeah, you do get excited about anything in the kitchen. Anything in the kitchen.
She said, utensils. She said, whose pan is that? I said, who's panning that? She said, I don't know. You think they'll come back and get it? I said, I know pans. They coming for that pan. Ain't no way. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to leave it over there. Right? And it was Nikki. She's another one of the caterers we've been working with. She came in. That pan, I can't explain the weight of it. I'm telling you, your pans and your knives are the most important thing. Anybody tell you, nigga, you go to somebody's house to cook and you get a fucked up knife, you'll throw it at them. You try to cut some shit, you like, man, fuck out of here with this bitch ass knife, man. This shit can't cut shit, nigga. My fucking toenails can cut more than that motherfucking knife.
Ew.
You play with my feet before. Don't even try.
No, I play with your legs.
You play with my feet. We got video. I got a video. You rub my feet.
No, Stephanie went through the toes.
Anyway,
I didn't.
We don't want to talk about that. Yo, it laid them. All these fucking Yellow Spring women are like after me for their utensils. And they got a little group chat like, don't give him any of your pots because you'll never see
him. So wait,
again.
They're conspiring against you?
In a certain way. They're sweet women, mm-hmm. Right? Stacy, Hannah, Elaine, their whole crew. This crew out here. Like,
oh, I love Hannah. She made the cupcakes.
Yeah. This is what's so dope about this community. It's like anytime there's a function, everybody supports the other person's function. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, can I do anything? Do you need me to bring anything? And I usually try to control it. I'm like, whatever, you got a signature dish or something, bring it. And I love these women. They're cool as shit. We hang out, we have drinks. But fuck what they paying. You know how it feels to hear white girls? Well, that's where we draw the law. They would turn into Karen on you. they would be like, a black guy took my pants. They'll be like this. Is this the sheriff department? Is this the sheriff? Yeah. I had a black pan. I had a cowhorn pan, 10-inch pan. And I don't see it now. I would just, Next thing you fucking locked up for a Rachel Ray motherfucking pan. They want their pans back. She's like, give me my pan back. They won. Now, Jeff came for his pots. That motherfucker like, yeah, man, I'm going to be through. Motherfuckers don't leave. You can't just leave utensils around for motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do, I love cooking. And we have a lot of things at Dave's house. And, like, they have little outside people come in. One of the companies, they cook. And it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But the advantage, they had the motherfucking chafing tables. You know them.
Oh yeah, the joints with the lights and the
lights
and
the
warm and all that.
Mm-hmm. Elaine don't give me a budget for that. You know what I be serving my shit on? Dollar General. You know them pants.
Hey, don't
nigga.
Sleep on Dollar General.
No, I'm not sleeping on them, but them pants raggedy as a mother. You can boil that fan up, man. You can just boil that yellow. I need a tissue here. Take this motherfucking dollar pan, nigga. Those pants, you can't put a lot of shit. You be like, it's gonna bust. It's gonna bust. Watch out, it's gonna bust. It's going to bust. That's what I get. And I cook. I put my ass on. This is how the moms be mean to me. I ask Elaine, I ain't hating on the chefs, but I'm like this. You don't think we should get some pants? I mean, some chafing pants and a little signs and shit. That's all I needed, some signs. We had to make our own signs. I said, can we get some signs? Daniel, I'm not starting a catering service. I'm like, whoa, someone needs to get out of the bubble for a second. This pandemic life got me. Daniel, I'm not starting a catering service, give me some more of your food.
That bubble will have you thinking about a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. But the barbecue, man, that was so good. We had a good time. Everybody had a good time. I want to say shout out to the Yellow Spring community, and not just Yellow Spring community, our community. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing people think, that when we out here like motherfuckers is being reckless. This is the most frustrating thing, and I know I shouldn't even focus on it. We're being reckless. The protocol for you to be a part of any of this is so serious. The only thing close to it, I would say, would be the NBA bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I only say, no slip-ups.
Yeah.
No slip-ups. Not to say that something couldn't happen, but the measures that are being taken. And I hear people argue, well, they didn't go too far up the nose. They don't understand the technology for testing has changed from when you first got tested. It's a whole different process. It's a whole different machine.
Yeah.
The first test things people saw was like, motherfuckers going way back here,
yeah.
Right? I think it's called an agent. I'll get a specific name of the thing we use. But now I even talked to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I even talked to the head guy, Keith, that's in charge. I was like, what is the difference? And I'm like, why are they taking it easy on niggas' noses now?
Yeah.
You know, and he explained that it's different technology now. Now, because the haters, they want to see, they want you to hurry. They want you to hurry. They, you know what it is? I know what it was. I showed me getting tested. Oh no, that ain't right. Like you want them, you want me to be like, ah, right? You like,
I
want to
see the pain.
Like you want, like, bitch, if you don't get that motherfucking thing deep out, and you got to do so and so. Motherfuckers don't understand it, but it's always clear. I always have to be clear on the measures we're taking with this, in particular, Julius, my guy, the producer of the show, my go-to Mr. Everything. He had to come in to get away. Just moved from LA. I miss you not being there, but you're here now. Moved to Denver. And I'm like this, like all my closest friends, I want anybody that I love, I want them to experience this. Yeah. I'll tell them quick, nigga, let's go. Come, get your piece. So he was excited about coming. But this is what I do. When I invite people, I tell people, I tell them all the things that we're doing and the activities and everything. I say, but let's be clear. You gotta get tested. Mm-hmm. Some people get offended. Like, what you trying to say, nigga? I ain't trying to say nothing. I'm just saying you ain't busting the bubble. That's it. I ain't gonna be the nigga that bust the bubble. You don't want to be that guy. It might happen, but I'm telling you, we almost had one of them bubble busters.
Yeah, and did you know that Lou Williams busted a bubble?
Where?
He's an NBA player for the Clippers.
He busted the bubble?
Yeah, he busted
the
bubble.
He ain't going to be the niggas going to stay busting that bubble. That shit ain't going to last. Them niggas ready to pop bottles and shit.
He left for a funeral, and he said he claimed he wanted to go get chicken wings. But he ended up at Magic City.
Man, that's some nigga ass shit, nigga. You risking niggas' life for some wings, nigga?
Yep.
Yo, they ain't got no chef and they can cook up no wings. No. You mean to tell me that this motherfucker is risking bringing down the whole NBA for some wings? My question, was they salt and pepper? Was they lemon pepper? Was they flats? And was they extra crispy? Because I would bust a bubble for some goddamn all flats, extra crispy, salt, lemon pepper.
You
son.
Love the flats. I love the flats.
This nigga bust the bubble.
He busted the bubble. He got
you can't
caught.
Bust the bubble.
So now he has to quarantine.
I'm gonna tell you, back to the story of Julius, right? So, I mean, I was here once when we were in LA. I came here, right? And I got some Chappelle Show masks. I took them back, and it was dope. Y'all probably was the only people in LA that had to. I'm so happy to see this. I'm like, yeah, nigga, we're gonna get some work done. Get off the plane. I'm like, where you at? The testing facility was closed at 5:00. Julia's flight landed at 4:00. I talked to them. I said, my guy's coming in. Could y'all wait a little bit? I just want to. I mean, worst case scenario, he would have went to a hotel. Or whatever, but nigga, I wanted to hug the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to hug him, man. I wanted him to be around everything we doing the minute he got here.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be the nigga like, where's you? Well, I don't know. I went in the car with him. Right. Put that nigga in the pickup truck, nigga. I ain't just be, God, what you got, be a load of nigger COVID back there. What you got back there? I saw six feet, 3 inches of nigger COVID over there. Got him in there. Just flew him in from Denver. Straight off the plane. right? And then it started raining, right? And I was doing a podcast somewhere, and then his Uber driver was kind of late, and my phone was going dead. The nurse said, Donnell, is your buddy still coming? Right, I didn't see his text, and my phone was dead. So long story short, I get to the place where we test, and Julius pulls up, and I see the guy who, Cena, who coordinates everything. I said, Cena. He said, the testing guy's left. I was like this. This nigga was, oh no, what we gonna do? Yo, I was like, I feel so, and it's raining, right? This is so fucked up. The nigga had his Chappelle mask on. He flew in with his old mask. The nigga, I was like, he ready, son. The nigga said, I let y'all know, nigga, I got the original, nigga, was popping. It's raining outside this little spot that we hang out in. I can't let the nigga in here because that's where we hang out. And then if this nigga tests positive, then this, you know.
The bubble's ruined.
The bubble is ruined. I can't be the bubble popper. I don't want to be like, I don't mean to bust your bubble, but. Yeah. Oh, shut up. No. And I felt bad because I was like, man, it was nothing I can do. It was raining. And then, but we caught one of the nurses, right? Because we own the machine. We call, because it's got to be official. It's got to be certified nurse that administers it. It's got to be on record and everything. We call one of the nurses that that doesn't live too far, and I told her my situation, and she met us at one of the producers' house, gave him the test, and we all, you know, that 15 minutes, niggas be whistling. Niggas be practicing coughs like,
that's the scariest thing. Now I've already gotten tested 3 times. That's the scariest feeling when you feel like niggas be on the corona.
Yo, niggas be on the internet acting like they on the phone and shit. Like, yeah, what y'all?
That's all you can think about. You're like, fuck, you're just trying to be distracted.
Yo, niggas be like, where y'all at? What y'all doing? All right. Nah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm about to come. I'm up here. Right, and Julius got his test, right? And then you be looking like, what? You be looking at nigga like, what'd he say? Niggas be doing like this, ta-da!
Will it show like red or
it'll
green?
It'll show negative.
Oh, it was safe.
Oh. Yeah! Oh! Good. We out in these streets, nigga.
Julius, how does it feel to be runner free?
You know, it's a very comforting feeling to know that you're okay. And don't get it twisted, you're okay for that moment. So you still gotta, even with this, even with the test or not, you still gotta move right. You still gotta move correctly and don't get caught up. And the problem is, people are seeing us have a good time.
Yeah.
And they don't want to celebrate it. They don't want to ask the question like, what do you have to do to be a part of that? What does a person have to do to create that?
Yeah.
One of the things you have to do is have a lot of money.
Right.
You know, that's that the part. One thing. You know, like Ray Ray, that nigga ain't gonna get no COVID machine.
That's just what it is.
That shit gonna be bootleg, nigga have a toaster. Nigga have a toaster and put a doctor's door. Man, I'm telling you, this is the old one. This is the first one that came out. You just hit it right here. If it's hot, then you good. You smell that? All right, then you all right, nigga. That's just a new, this was the first COVID test. But he, everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped on the bubble at the barbecue. Everybody, like, I wish people could just see,
yeah,
the line and what it is. Even with Chef Dane, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to work with him, but I told him that nigga was talking about his collard greens and all that type of shit, right? He like, he's so excited. He like, oh, then I'm gonna hit him with this. I got him with that. Then, boom. I'm like, you know, you gotta get tested. And then I was like this. He said, yeah, I'll probably bring a couple people. I said, nigga, I think you better just be and you.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, me. I was like, well, you know, if one of them niggas show up, if they show up positive, nigga, it might just be me and you. But this is the thing. When I say how serious it is, I mean, just imagine that you telling your staff or the people that you work with, okay, here's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what you have to do to be a part of the opportunity. You got a choice to make.
Yeah.
You're going to do it or not. You can be the one, oh, fuck that. Guess what? All them niggas came about the truck. Niggas was banded up, son. Wah! Wah! I was like, oh, nigga, we got a staff, nigga. Whack, whack, whack. Niggas coming in, coming straight to work with collard greens and shit, son. And it was amazing. But, like I said, with that, everything, not everything, I think the most anyone can do to provide safety for a group of people,
yeah.
Dave Chappelle continues to do that.
And it's very impressive, by the way.
It's very impressive. Like, we're trained now. We train now. It's like this. You ban, you know, like, you know what? This is weird. I think motherfuckers get excited to get tested now.
Yeah.
It's like this. You be like this. Yo, nigga. Yo, y'all tested? Y'all tested? Nigga, hit me.
If we're out and about and I don't see a ban, because it's like you're when you're in this bubble.
I'm a COVID. Go ahead.
When you're in this bubble, you get
I snitch on niggas. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you get accustomed.
I'd rather go ahead.
You get accustomed.
I shoot niggas. Fuck out of here, nigga. Where your band at, nigga?
Listen. You get accustomed. As you know, we get accustomed to be around each other, breathing in each other's faces. But then when we go out, it's like a weird.
When we go out, nigga, be.
It's so, the transition is crazy.
Drop a bomb.
And it's hard to adjust. Like, going back to, I don't even know how I'm going to react when I get back to LA. Because it's like the transition from us being out, us being together, to now having to protect
ourselves.
We're
never going back to LA.
Okay.
That's the answer to that question. Goodbye, I was here. That answers that question. Yo, I'm going to tell you something.
No, wait, but talk about your snitching, because I think it's really funny.
Oh, yeah. I don't snitch. I ain't no, like, no, I'm not no like 6'9 snitch. I ain't snitching for days. But I tell you what, I will snitch on. Pull up to us without a band, nigga.
Okay, you think crazy. It's a joke?
Yo, pull up to us without a band, nigga. What? Hold up, nigga. Because we had a little party the other day, and I guess the people felt they felt the traffic, the way the traffic was going, right? I saw these masked niggas. I was like this. They just didn't, I know. I could see in his eyes, they just didn't look trustworthy. They didn't seem like they was part of our bubble, nigga. They was like this, and their eyes looked like they didn't belong, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it
was
like they
was
suspicious.
Like this. Their eyes was like this. Their eyes was looking like, oh shit, yo, I saw the motherfuckers with no bands. I said, yo, I need somebody. Yo, we was in that mother. I was like, yo, I said, Dave, no bands. That nigga was like this. I said, Dave, no bands. And I see some niggas with no bands. I ain't even recognize them because you got a couple no band niggas, you know, like Mo Hammer. He a no band nigga. He act like it's pork around his motherfucker. He act like he got pork braces. He don't want to wear his band. But we know he tested.
Right.
I said, no bands. Dave was like, where? Dave said, yo. We negative up in here. You ain't got no. I ain't never seen. Fuck away from that door. I suggested they get a COVID security guard right there. And the reason I say that, that's important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate, but these are the measures. What I think is going on right now, it's what could be the new wave.
Yeah.
The new wave. It's going to be priced for some people, but people are going to figure out ways. This could. Dave is could be the model of how you have some normalcy in a time like this.
Right.
You know? And it's so weird because sometimes I feel the guilt of having a good time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel guilty. I'd be like,
oh, no, you couldn't wait. You ain't never tried to go home. When you ate that Snicker bar, I was like, okay, she about to get the fuck up out of
here. Yeah, I know
son.
He really was trying to kick me out.
Yo,
like,
I was like,
there's
the bubble. We kick out. She out the bubble.
Her so mad. Snicker, mad as hell for no reason.
Hearing that Snicker bar bust a bubble. Man, I really believe this summer for me is putting so much things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Life, period. One of the things is that Hollywood is dead.
I agree with that.
Hollywood is dead. And you see like networks and people scrambling to come up with original programming that is responsible, social distancing, or whatever. But Hollywood is dead. The life, the thought of a Hollywood lifestyle, this shit ain't even appealing to me no more.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck were we doing?
This place will have you think about everything that you were doing. For me, I've been thinking about everything that I've done in Hollywood. I'm like, wait, I can do that anywhere, especially being here.
Especially with the internet, especially with the things that we do. But it's interesting because it feels like it definitely is overrated.
Yeah.
You know, then I can see how some people come from this area, they go to Hollywood, and it's cool for a weekend, and they be like, motherfucker be walking around. As you see a motherfucker like from Ohio, whatever, go to New York for the first time, you could tell they from out of town because they be like this, $20 for a cheeseburger. They want what? Man, I didn't see niggas almost fight. Man, fuck out of here, nigga. Who the fuck you out there, y'all? I ain't had nothing to do with it. Fuck is you talking about $20 for a cheeseburger? I smacked the shit out of you, nigga. For what? They want for what? Nah, I'm good. Motherfuckers be making sandwiches in the hotel. Niggas be traveling to overtake. I ain't eating out, nigga. I'm eating in. I'm just here for the sights. But you really realize, like, how dope life could be with the most simple shit. Mm-hmm. The most simple shit is dope. They gonna get caught up in the Hollywood shit. Part of the reason me in Hollywood, because I thought that's where it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The reason I even moved from New York, when I moved to LA, I was in New York and I wasn't getting a lot of personal appearance dates. So I said, fuck it, if I ain't on the road like that, I might as well try this Hollywood shit and get film and television. You got to be in Hollywood. Moved there. The minute I moved to Hollywood, my personal appearance dates started blowing up. I became a road comic. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad. As long as I can get the paper, I don't give a fuck where it come from. TV, movies, streets, rapping, cooking. As soon as I moved to LA, my personal appearance dates started picking up. And I was like, damn, I'm already here now. And I was in that fucking groove. The Hollywood groove, never really connected with it like that. I was doing some good things. Especially, in particular, this year was supposed to be the fucking year. This year, my calendar was so banging. Okay. Fucking touring with Martin Lawrence. That was I had never been on a tour, like 40 city tour or whatever, and I had like stadium. 12 of those stadium tours. Mm-hmm. I've done stadiums, amphitheaters, but I've never been on it regularly where like they're promoting this one theme concert throughout the country, like on 102 on whatever, like that's right, Martin Lewis, blah blah blah, blah, tickets on sale, Donnie Rollington. had that on deck. I've had 4 stadiums I was gonna do with Joe Rogan and Dave. Mm-hmm. I had my own dates. I had the motherfucking Pixar movie that was supposed to drop. I just did Netflix Degenerate. Just ripped Monique special. And it was popping. And then,
pump the brakes.
And I was like, a motherfucker got frustrated with Hollywood. Like, man, fuck that. But then, really digging into this podcast, got to really find out who I am, what I could do. The candle shit. Shout out to Rita, tell it. We got a lot of good things, but it felt like I was like, oh man, Hollywood, y'all can't fuck with us. We can't do nothing. Ding, ding, ding. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
We think about it. We are Hollywood.
That is true, and it's a different time. We have the internet. We can do anything anywhere.
We are Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We create just like this. Everybody's like. These shows, I keep getting these shows canceled. I said, I'm not even tripping off of that. I'm going to make the Donnell Rawlings Show one of the dopest podcasts in the world. I could do it. I know it. I see my teamwork. My team flew in. Let's get it popping. I got drunk the night before. Y'all, man, are you going to be up for the podcast? I'm like, are you going to be up for the podcast? Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, nigga.
I want y'all to know that Donnell gave me a karma.
Why? I gave you what
he gave me a karma ticket.
Tell him what that is. What that is?
So it's a booklet, and it is the official karma violation ticket book.
Exactly.
And it basically allows people like Donnell to write.
Why do you have to say my name like that?
Donnell. Donnell gave me a ticket for hurting intentionally and using destructively. a person or the environment.
No, explain to the people. All the violations up there.
Okay. It says, notice, this cited behavior was in violation of the spirit of karma and the karma police code sections.
Thank you.
So there's a 1.1, barefaced lying.
Okay.
1.2, cheating in a game, in a relationship.
Oh, I know I'm about to violate somebody with that one. I got tickets for everybody for that one, but go ahead. What other?
A business. Three, disgustingly thoughtless, whatever that is. Four, borrowing with intent to keep, so that's stealing.
Oh, shit. So the girls, Elaine and them about to write me a ticket.
Yeah.
They could be like, and he got out paying.
Listen, hurting intentionally, using destructively a person, that's the two that you gave me. Avoiding an issue, just plain rude and obnoxious. Right. You need one. Incorrigibly lewd and less vicious.
Lewd, is that what your clothes on? Is lewd? Is that clothes on or clothes off?
Reprehensively irresponsible, underhanded and diabolical, that's you.
Blindly
wait, let me finish.
Diabolical?
Blindly self-serving and self-obsessed.
Diabolical?
Donnell Rawlings. Hopelessly spaced out and dangerously unaware. You're not that.
So it's only one of them. I'm not.
Oh, and then you get, if you get good karma, you get a commendation for behavior on the highest intention. And then you gave me the ticket and your note was being mean to her dad. Oh, Zaddy. Shut up.
I'm right, Fane. That was supposed to be funny. A D. You can't be beating me. I can't believe diabolical.
What's diabolical?
I'm diabolical.
I think you are. Do you want the textbook definition?
I need to hear that. I just figured out narcissist. This one, nigga, ready for the answer. Get this pencil right here. I need that. I got all type of smudge stuff. I'm going to smudge us out of this episode. But you know what? It is good to have you out here.
I've been having such a great time, man. And I
and you always have my back. I can't front. You always have my back.
Exactly.
Especially when I don't want to listen. You can't wait to say, I tried to tell you. I'm like, tell me again.
But you know, I love you, Donnell. You know, everything I do for you is out of love. Because I
respect
you.
When we woke up this morning, son.
Wait. Diabolical, characteristic of the devil, or so that's evil what? As to be suggestive of the devil.
I ain't taking that shit. What do you mean, devil?
Disgracefully bad or unpleasant.
Devil. Did you say?
That's the textbook definition.
Read it again.
Characteristic of the devil.
Read it again.
So evil as
you
to
want
be.
Read, and you want to repeat it? That you calling me the devil? Huh?
Disgracefully bad.
You calling me the devil?
Sometimes you can be devilish. Come on, Dono.
What?
No, but I love you. And I know we get into our fights and our arguments, but I
just
do
hit you with Hiroshima.
I need to write you a ticket. Where's your pen?
That's where it is. Fuck that. I don't want to be a river nigga no more. Back to the streets. I'm not the devil. I'm Donnell Rawlings. This is the Donnell Rawlings Show with Javanta hating ass snicker eating Roberts. We are in Yellow Spring, and guess what? We are saving the summer with comedy. Live, love, and laugh, bitch. If you don't like it, you're going to take this. Shout out to Get Right. We're going to be back soon to get you right. But let me tell you something to all y'all soccer moms worrying about y'all dishes and y'all pans. Y'all don't get shit. Get the fuck out my face and take this. Good night, everybody. Ho! I got one more thing I want to leave them with like this. I ain't even never used this one, son. Y'all know what it is. Shout out to RZA. Oh, wait a minute. I almost got it. Y'all know what it is. Shout out to RZA. Fucked up again.
Evil.
Wait a minute. Oh, nigga, Julius, how you program this shit? Get me out of here. Hold on. Oh, man, I can't do it. Hold on.
See, that's God.
Oh, no.
Like ugly.
That's God the devil? God, God, look at me, God. Come on, God. Oh, there it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yellow Springs. Thank you, Javanta. The Donnell Rawlings Show!
welcome to Uninterrupted, the after talk for the Donna Rawlings Show. I'm your host, Gervanta Roberts. You may know me as the poster girl, and I never get to talk because Donna doesn't know how to shut the fuck up. Wait, you hear that? Nothing. Because Donnell is nowhere to be found. On this show, we get to revisit topics that we've mentioned, address anything we may have missed, and cover any subscriber questions. So stay tuned. Oh, my God.